And so it was. The storm quickly came. At nightfall, the first salesman came knocking on Drop D's door, demanding payments for the orders he made. Drop D's eyes turned cold once he saw the orders with his personal seal on them, a seal he never recalled putting himself. Suddenly, the dream of Mr. Funker pulling him by the hand flashed before his eyes. But he soon rejected the strange thoughts forming in his mind. No one else could have put his seal on these orders. The ring was still on his finger and always had been. The wave of rage emerging from his eyes was so frightening that it drove the salesman away without saying a word. Outraged, Drop D grabbed his coat and set a course for the orphanage. By now, he was certain that these brats set him up, and the only one who knew how they planned the whole thing, including escaping from their rooms, was Annie. She was the only one they confided in, and came for advice when they wanted to get away from this hideous and miserable institution. Firstly, he asked the principal to lock them up in the rooms and let them starve unless they confessed their guilt. Then, he started looking for the cunning little girl. When he opened the attic door where she lived secluded from the rest of the kids, Annie gazed back at him, coldly, without a glimpse of fear in her eyes.